Kyle, huge congratulations from us here at CFM. Now, how did it feel winning that grand final?
The feeling's just something that I can't really describe at the moment, because I don't think it's fully 100% sunk in what we've just done. So all I can just tell you, it's probably one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life, and it's something that I want again and again from now on in.
How tough mentally, physically were the playoffs then to get to the grand final, and how's that really impacted on the final performance? Like, what does it really take to get that win?
Oh, I mean, you've got to go back to you've got to go way back into earlier on in the season, you know, when we lost so many quality key players, and we were really at one point we were scratching our heads thinking, where do we go from here now, you know, because the big players that you bring in, they're the ones who are brought in to help you win the big game. So when we lost Luke Walsh and Johnny Lomax and John Wilkin, you know, it really was an uphill climb from then on in. But thankfully our coach and he got a few of us senior players in, sat down and had a discussion about where we need to go from there. So, you know, collectively we came up with a way that we thought that was best for our squad, and devised a new way of kind of playing to our strengths that we had left within the squad. So thankfully, you know, we didn't get it right at first, you know, we slipped up a couple of times, but you know, we just stuck with it, and we backed each other, and you know, with everyone writing us off, it just galvanised us even more and allowed us to go on and do something special.
So it's really about getting into that mentality to know that this is the direction you wanted to go and this is what you were going to do, and obviously it's paid off.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we had no other choice, do you know what I mean? It was either that or we were looking at early exit in the playoffs, and St Helens has been, it's a massive club, and it's been starved of success for too long now. 8 years is a long time in St Helens' history not to win anything. So when we got hold of that league leader shield, it was a massive boost for us. And then we just thought, you know what, from here on in, we can go on and win the whole thing. So again, we just stuck to our guns and backed each other and had each other's back all the way through the playoffs. And it showed on Saturday night that we deserved to win the grand final.
Kyle, you say that you're back in Cumbria this weekend. People must be so excited to get you back and celebrate, congratulate you. How will it feel to come home and really bring that win back, speaking to your old club especially?
Every time I come home, I always go back to my amateur club. You know, I played there for 6 years before I signed professionally, so I've got an awful lot of friends and a lot of people who I really care about, and every time I go back, I always go back and have a beer and that with them and a good catch up. And if the lads are playing, I'll always be watching, you know, speaking to a lot of them. There's going to be a lot of lads up there, so I can't wait to just to get back and just share a few cracks and beers with them.
Kyle, you say you're a proud Cumbrian. Would you like to see Rugby League become even bigger here?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm speaking to a lot of the players down here. They'd also love nothing more than to see a Cumbrian Super League side in. And it is a very in-depth conversation, you know, about how to go about it. But ultimately, I believe that if the Rugby League had put the same money that they had into other areas that they have done in the game, like likes of London and Wales and stuff like that, you know, if they'd have put that much money into a franchise in Cumbria, that we showed when we played the World Cup that we could sell out stadiums for 8,000 and 9,000, and when we played the Gary Purdon Memorial game a few years back, you know, we got a large crowd for that as well. So people in West Cumbria definitely want to see Rugby League at the top level come to their hometown. So I've no doubt that given the chance and the opportunity to become a success, you would see more and more players like myself coming from Cumbria and playing on the big stage and winning the big trophies.
So what tips do you have for young people that have came from a similar background then? They're trying to make it to a big club like Saints.
You've just got to work really, really hard. You know, it's a lot harder to get noticed from way up there rather than being on this M62 corridor, you know what I mean? So you've just got to keep working really hard, and no matter what anyone tells you, really, if you believe that you can go all the way, then you just back yourself and you do whatever it takes to get there.
And it's hard not to ask, looking back at the weekend. Obviously, the start of the match was marred by a Wigan prop, Ben Flower, making history when he was sent off after 2 minutes. Is there anything that you'd like to say about that?
Oh, I mean, look, I can understand why Ben Flower done what he done in that first punch, do you know what I mean? It's a massive game. I believe that if that didn't happen, something else was going to happen. It was so intense, that first bit, and if that hadn't kicked off, then something else was going to kick off. I could just feel it myself, so, you know, that happened. But what he done after that, when our player was knocked out on the floor and couldn't even defend himself, was, you know, that's an action that Ben's come out and, you know, he's not proud of it and he's not happy about it, and that's something he's got to live with, you know. That's something he has to live with for the rest of his career, knowing that he's not only let himself down, but he's let other people down. So I'm pretty sure that it'll take a little bit of time for him to get over it, but I'm pretty sure that he'll bounce back as well.
It is something that it's a spur of the moment. Obviously, he wasn't thinking about what he was doing, but it's one of them things that does stay with you, and you do need to just work on that and move on.
Yeah, definitely, especially in rugby league, you know what I mean? It's if you start feeling sorry for yourself too long, the game will just eat you up and spit you out, you know. So in a game like of that magnitude, a local derby, everything to play for, it's something you work from right from November. The lads have been training all through the week, all through the year, just for this one moment. So, you know, it meant everything to each of the 17 players on both sides. So again, I can sort of sympathise with him losing his head a bit, but, you know, end of the day, rules are rules, and there's certain things that if you cross the line that you're going to pay the price for, and he crossed the line big time, so he has to live with that and get on with it.
Back to yourself, what's the plans in the immediate future now then? Is the celebrating over and done with?
We've been out for the last few days, you know, we had a good drink with our families, now we get a little bit of time off, we get the next couple of weeks off, and then we're back in looking forward to the World Club Challenge. We've got the Champions of Australia coming to Langtree Park, and you know, we've got to get ready for them, and that's one great thing about winning the grand final, you get a shot to become the world champion. So although I'm going to enjoy my rest now, in the back of my mind I start looking forward and preparing for that as well.